Well, hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hey, I want to tell you real quick before we dive into today's episode about the next membership breakfast that's coming up in just a few weeks on October the 23rd. That's a Sunday morning from 9:30 to about 11:45 or so. It's a great breakfast where it's an opportunity to meet friends and to find out more about what we believe and why we believe it and how we live that out. And so if you're new to Sugar Hill Church, I invite you. If you've been around for a while and you've never taken the next step, you're invited. Just swing by the Sugar Hill Church app and click the Register Now button. Or if it's easier, just shoot me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd love to get you connected to next. It seems like in a lot of my conversations lately, I've just been around tired people. I don't know if you feel that way today. I don't know if today you're tired, but there are those times where it just feels like we're running on steam. We're tired all the time. At the end of the day, we're worn out, we're out of energy, and there's one really simple reason why that happens. Here it is. The reason why you're tired is because you're a human being. You are a human being. Your strength is limited. Now, when you think about it, God's strength is unlimited, but your strength is finite. God's strength is infinite. Your strength is exhaustible. That's why we get exhausted. But God's strength is inexhaustible. Think about it this way. God never runs out of energy. God never gets tired. God's never running on steam. He has all the energy in the world. Think about what Psalm 84 verse 5 says. It says, "You bless all who depend on you for their strength." So the question is, do you want God's blessing in your life? Well, yeah. Then the way that you get it is by depending on him for your strength. One of the most famous Christians that lived in the 19th century was a guy named Hudson Taylor. Man, this guy was a stud. He was a missionary to China. He was a spiritual giant. He was a brilliant, brilliant guy. Well, the story's told that in his old age, he lost his health and he became very, very weak. He wrote a letter to one of his friends and he said, "I am so weak, I can no longer work. I am so weak, I can no longer study. I am so weak, I can no longer read my Bible. I cannot even pray. I can only lie still in the arms of God like a little child in trust." Man, I am so convinced that there's going to be times in our life that we're too weak. We're too weak that we can't even pray. We're so weak we can't even read the Bible. We're so weak that we can't even go to a Bible study. We can't work. We can't do anything. Well, what do you do in those moments? What do you do in those moments that you feel spent? Here's what you do. You follow Hudson Taylor's advice. You rest in the strength of the Lord, in his arms like a little child, and you trust him. Weakness can actually be a good thing in our life. Why? Because it causes us to depend on God. Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10. He says, "Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults and the hardships, persecutions, and troubles that suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Isn't that crazy? That thing that we think is so negative, that thing, weakness, that we wish we could do away with, that in so many ways, it actually is a good thing. Why? Because the more you're weak, the more you depend on God. And the more you depend on God, the stronger you get. So today, I want to encourage you, depend on his strength today. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day. And I hope that you'll share these on social media. If there's anything we can be praying for you about, please feel free to shoot us an email at pray@sugarhillchurch.com, and our team would love to lift up your prayer requests. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. just as in Christ, God forgave you. And so today, instead of being full of anger, bitterness, malice, let's replace that with love. Let's put these four things to work and let's practice forgiveness. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Feel free to share these on social media, email them to somebody, use them as a resource to help to encourage other people in your life. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.